Department of Broadcasting of the Moody Bible Institute in Chicago brings you Chapter 1 of In My Enemy's Camp, based on the autobiography by Joseph Corbell. Within the sheltered confines of our free American society, it is often impossible, even as God's children, to imagine what living in a godless country would be like. But to the man or woman whom God has called to live in such a country, these words from Scripture are very significant. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour.
Why are you out so early, dear?
I'm sorry to awaken you, Milenko. I wanted to go and visit Brother John before I go to the office.
Oh, yeah. That is good, since you'll be leaving in a week or so.
Can you believe it, Anne? Our family going to South Africa as missionaries. The Lord does work in very mysterious ways.
Yeah, he does. I thought it was strange to come from Germany to Czechoslovakia, then to marry you, and together to plan to follow the Lord's direction to South Africa. Is that someone at the door, Joseph?
Yes, dear. I'll see who it is. I who could that be? He's early in the morning. Yes, I'm coming.
Shut up and sit down. You're under arrest.
What's under arrest?
This gun I'm holding to your head will go off very easily if just the right word is spoken. Now shut up and sit down.
What are you looking for?
Oh, nothing.
Keep looking.
What are you
looking for? I said shut up.
Joseph, what's this?
Stay away from him. This man is an enemy of the communist government of Czechoslovakia. To touch him or to collaborate with him in any way will make you guilty also.
But he is my husband.
All the more reason to be careful. Did you find anything?
Nothing.
Then come.
Wait, where are we going?
Where do most enemies of the state go?
But my husband has done nothing.
The state will determine that. He will be given a fair trial. Come.
Joseph.
Do not worry, Milenko. The Lord will take care of us. Pray.
Stupid pig. Such talk is what got you into this in the first place.
Did he be home in time for supper?
Oh, yes. Of course. He'll be home in time for supper.
What shall become of Joseph? He has been a faithful servant for almost 25 years. Could you please take care of him and be near him? Mother, what have you been crying? I must tell you and Victor something, Milenko. Both of you, please stop eating for a moment.
What is it?
It's your father.
Has something happened to him?
Is he hurt?
Oh, no, dear. He is not hurt. He is in the Lord's hands as he has always been, but... The secret police came this morning and took him away.
Oh, they too?
I do not know that, Father.
Will he come back soon?
I do not know that either, Victor.
But he must come back. I need Papa. We all need Papa. Why was he taken, Mama?
It is God's will, Milenko.
Oh, but why would God allow him to be taken away? We need him at home.
Yeah, dear, that is true. But you see, sometimes God needs to have his servants there they can witness.
What is witness?
That means to tell about Jesus Christ, Victor. Wherever God has placed Papa, it will be in a place where he is need. He will be able to tell men who need to know about Christ all about God's love.
Will he come back to us after he tells them?
I do not know, dear. That too is in the Lord's hands. Now, we must pray for Papa. Alenka, you will please pray for us.
Lord Jesus, you know how much I miss Papa and how much we all need him. But if you need him more than we do, then we will gladly give him to you. Amen.
There's Papa.
Helmut, you must listen to me and not let your anger stir.
Where is he?
The secret police came this morning.
Oh, no, it isn't true. Tell me it isn't true.
It is, Helmut, but...
Why, what did he do?
He did nothing. You know that.
Nothing. Yes, I know. He did nothing. You don't have to do anything in this country to be declared an enemy of the people. I hate them. I hate them all.
Helmut, wait. Come back. Oh, dear Lord, please do not let him do anything foolish. Oh, protect him. Oh, help me find him. Oh, dear Lord, please help me find him. He is so young, and he is so very easily disturbed. Do not let your hatred cause him to... Oh, there he is. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Helmut, dear. Helmut, I have been looking all over for you.
Leave me alone, Mama. Leave me alone.
And Denver.
Oh, Mama, it isn't fair. What will home be without Papa? It isn't fair.
Many things in this world are not fair, Helmut, dear. But your father is in God's hands.
Do not speak to me of God. How could he allow this to happen to Father? Father has served God faithfully all his life, and...
Tell me. You must not speak. You are angry, and you must watch your words.
And why should I not be angry? I hate them. I hate them.
Helmut, remember what your father has often said to you, and to us all.
Hate.
Even justified hate. Stunts our spiritual growth. Father would not like to hear you say this.
Oh, why, Mama? Why?
The Bible tells us that they who live godly shall suffer persecution. They did it to Jesus himself. Why not to his servants? Oh, Helmut. I am as distressed as you, and I too ask why. But this is one of those secret things that belongs to the Lord. He must. Accept?
No, never.
Helmut, I need you now. I have only you to help me pray for Papa and help me in the work we are doing for the Lord. Oh, dear, dear Helmut. You are a young man grown old before his time. Do not let hatred add to the burden. Come. Alenka and Victor are home alone waiting for us. They, too, need you to protect them. You are the man of the house. You know their brother is so...
Tell it, Mama. Gone. He's gone. And only they know for how long. Oh, I will come. And I will help you. And I will do the work that needs to be done. But do not ask me not to hate them. Then you will only cause me to disobey you.
Are you taking me to the orderly prison?
That is none of your business.
Must you be so rude? I merely ask.
When we want you to know something, we will tell you and not until then.
La-dee-da-dum-ba-dee.
What is that song?
It's entitled, God Will Take Care of You.
You will need more than God to take care of you.
Oh, he is enough.
Perhaps he will help you to escape.
Why don't you try running away?
Yes, why not? If your God is so great, maybe he can help you sprout wings and fly.
In his time and in his way, he will do what he thinks best.
Well, he'd better do it fast, because we're almost to the station. Why don't you try running?
And have you shoot me in the back?
You don't have to be running for me to shoot you. I could shoot you right here, and no one would ask why.
If God wills...
Your God has nothing to do with it. Do you understand? I am in control now as a representative of the great communist state.
Mama, do you think Papa will be back soon?
Then, dear, perhaps so. Remember, God is able to work miracles.
Why could he not have worked a miracle and let us go to South Africa before Papa was arrested?
Only the Lord knows that, Helmut. I know that when he was taken by the Gestapo a few years ago, you know, and accused of helping a lady who had had her purse stolen, he was released the same day. Perhaps.
There is no perhaps with the communists. You are right, Mama. Only miracles.
What do you think Papa is doing now, Mama?
They do not know, Victor. But I have a feeling he is talking to the Lord.
No sleeping. Wake up.
I was not sleeping. I was praying.
Trying to get your God to come down and help you?
No. As a matter of fact, I was praying for you.
What? For me? Don't waste your time. You'll need all the help you can get from your God.
I believe it is you who need help.
You are even more stupid than I had thought. We'll see who needs help. Come with me. You and your humming. You will be singing a different tune once we are through with you. We will take the music out of you.
You may take it from my mouth, but never from my soul.
We will see. Stop here. Your God has done you a great service. Here he has provided you with a nice home and good food and fine accommodations. Very nice, safe, and secure. Your new home, Mr. Corbell. I hope it is to your liking.
I will continue to pray for you.
I do not want to hear of that again. Now, get in there.
God, don't.
Where is your God now, Mr. Corbell? Where is your God now?
So dark in here.
Oh,
I can't see it. Oh, I'm so glad I didn't keep on my Salvation Army uniform. It's so damp and cold in here. Now I can see a little bit. My eyes are becoming more accustomed to the... Oh, that man on the bed. All those bruises and...
Walter!
Well, there is no water except... Oh, but surely there's water here. Oh, that poor lad. He's so thin.
Could you help me?
Yes, certainly. What is it, son?
Do you have anything that could help my cause?
No, I'm sorry, but I don't have anything.
Nothing
for you.
This place is so cold. I haven't been able to move for so many days from this place.
Well, perhaps if you could get out closer to the middle of the room where the sun is able to come in more.
I can't move from here. I can't walk.
But why not? Oh,
your feet. What has happened?
That is how we are beaten, so that it will not show. And I have been beaten so often, I cannot stand up or walk. And I am so cold.
Here, put my coat around your shoulder.
Thank you, sir. But you will need it yourself soon. It gets very damp in here.
But I won't be here long. As soon as my name is called and I have a chance to be heard, I'll be out.
That's the way I felt 9 months ago when I first came here.
9 months?
I still have not been heard. And the boy there, rising in the middle of the floor.
What is wrong with
him? He was finally heard 3 days ago. He is rising from injuries and fixed carrying his hearing.
But how? How can they do this?
Oh, we may ask when another that question, but no one else. This cough is from tuberculosis I have developed from my stay here.
But won't they do anything for you?
Oh, of course, yeah. The last time I complained, they cut off my rations. If you can call them rations for a week.
Oh, dear God, how can men be so cruel?
See the old gentleman sitting over there?
Yeah?
That's the general. Once very influential in the Czech army.
Why is he here?
Who knows? Who knows why any of us are here? Anyway, his troubles will be over in a couple of days.
Is he being released?
Oh, yeah, released.
Yes.
Thank God.
He's scheduled to be hanged the day after tomorrow.
Hanged? What is he?
He's the only way men get out of here. So, depending on the day you look at things, I wouldn't look for release too soon.
And the other gentleman?
Or the padre?
A priest?
Yeah. We're closer than any of the rest of the guys here.
Why?
We have something to share. We both have tuberculosis.
These poor, miserable men. And my family. Oh, dear Lord. Take care of my family. I don't know.
That's right, mister. Get used to talking to yourself. You'll find that trying to talk to anyone else around here can be a real struggle. You'll probably be the best friend you've got. So get acquainted.
My eyes and think of other things. That's it. Remove myself from here and think back to childhood.
Oh, Joseph, how beautiful. Do you really like it, Mother?
Yeah. Why, you paint the most beautiful Easter eggs of anyone I know. We must see to it that you receive some art training. I'll talk to your father about it.
There is father now, Mother.
I am not sure, Joseph. He stays so very busy.
Why must he be away for so long?
It's his job, Joseph. Now here is another egg for you to decorate.
Mother, why do we do this at Easter and not at any other time of the year?
Well, because Easter is the time when we all decorate eggs.
But why?
Joseph, you ask too many questions. You do not ask why, you just think. Decorate your eggs.
Mother, I heard a story about a man called Moses today.
Yeah, what was it, dear?
About how he was leading some people called the Israelites from Egypt, and the king of Egypt got mad and chased them.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
Oh, and then Moses and the Israelites came to the sea and could not get over. Moses prayed, and God made a path right through the middle of the sea, and they got away.
Oh, that's a nice story, Joseph.
Is it true, Mother?
Of course not, Joseph. It's just like any other fairy tale you've heard. It's exciting to think about things like that, but you know it would be impossible. Think of better things, Joseph. Think of better things.
Mother, I want to be good, but I cannot always be good.
Why not, Mother?
You must keep trying, Joseph. You must learn to respect your fellow man and love him.
Do you love Father?
Joseph, how can you ask that?
But you always argue and yell at each other. And he is very mean to you.
Your father and I do not always get along, but he is very busy. And we do have a nice family.
But do you love
him? No more questions, Joseph. Come.
Where are we going?
We will walk together through the field. I want to show you something.
Oh! Will we see another robin's nest?
Perhaps, Joseph.
Perhaps.
Joseph, did you not take a piece of paper from Heinz's desk next to you?
No. It was my paper.
Yeah. Heinz says he had 5 sheets, and when he counted, he only had 4. And he says he saw you take it.
No, he lied. He lied. It was my paper.
Not Joseph. I shall not punish you. I merely want you to tell the truth. I know you needed a piece for our assignment, and perhaps you forgot it. Now, that is no sin. But lying is, and stealing is.
No, it was my paper. I did not take paper from anyone.
Joseph, why must you be so stubborn? The truth does not hurt. It may pain for a while, but it is the same pain when one has a splinter removed or a bad tooth taken out. The pain of truth is for your good, Joseph. I am so glad you made it home. I was so worried about you.
Oh, Mother, it was so frightening.
Yeah?
I should not have stayed so long. But when I was returning from visiting my friend, it began to storm. And I was frightened, so I went into the woods to get out of the storm.
But you were too late coming home.
I had to stay until the storm had passed. And then it was dark. And the road was so full of puddles, it was hard to ride my bike.
Oh,
I was so afraid.
You should never take such a long trip alone anymore.
Yeah. But I did have a strange experience.
Oh, what was it?
When I came to the edge of the woods after the storm, the darkness was so real.
Yeah?
I remembered stories I had heard of robbers and murderers. I was so afraid. And then I closed my eyes and I do not know what I did. I asked for help. I do not know who I asked. I was just afraid. But then I opened my eyes. There was a break in the clouds. And there was a star. The only light. It guided my way home. And I was no longer afraid.
Hmm.
What does that mean, Mother?
I am not sure, Joseph.
Who did I ask for help? Was it God? Is there a God, Mother?
I cannot say, Joseph.
But then, who did I ask for help? Who, Mother? Who?
Oh,
I'm sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry. I did not mean to. I thought if I placed the nest on the water, it would float downstream, and then the mother could sing to everyone along the way. I am so sorry. I did not mean for it to sink to the bottom. Now who will forgive me? Who do I say I'm sorry to? Oh, what am I trying to find? Who am I looking for? I want to be good, and I do want to obey.
Hey, hey, mister.
What's wrong?
What? You were crying. You haven't been in here long enough yet.
Long enough?
Yeah, to cry. This is just your first day. They haven't even done anything to you yet.
I must have been dreaming.
Then I shouldn't have bothered you. Even your bad dreams are a relief from this place. Sorry. Go back to sleep. Rest while you can. That is fortunate in this place. I wish I could rest. But this cough...
I'm so sorry for you.
Don't be. Save it for yourself. Every man for himself in here. Even in sorrow. that you have taken all my guilt away and have borne all my sorrow. Then why do I feel so ashamed? Why do all these sorrowful memories flood my soul? How long, O Lord, must I be here? If I must stay, please use me. Take my sorrow and turn it into mourning. Mourning for the souls of those with whom you have placed me. In the name of Jesus, who bore all for me, I pray.
Mister, do you mind if I ask you something?
I know. What is it?
Well, you have been in here for a few days, and it doesn't seem to bother you. I know you wouldn't be here if you had a choice. But there's something different. What is it? I spent my first days almost kicking and screaming, but you just sort of sit there.
No,
I don't mean that. There's more to it than that. What are you doing?
Oh, I'm thinking and praying.
Thinking about what? To pray?
I'm thinking about my family, past and present. And I'm praying for the man who brought me in here.
Your what? That's a danger of prayer. That's a bullet between the eyes.
If I let my old self speak, I'd say the same.
Old self? What do you mean?
That's what I've been thinking about. What has happened to the old self?
I'm still not with you. What old self?
Let me explain a little about the old self, Joseph. Would you like to hear?
Oh, anything to take up time.
Well, you see, from as far back as I could remember, we were quite comfortable as a family. My father owned his own business, and he had everything a family could want. Immaterial things, that is.
What else is there?
Just the way I used to think. Father went off to war in 1914, and when he returned, things changed for us. For the worse.
What happened?
My father wasn't interested in his business, and pretty soon he went bankrupt. We lost all our property, and when that happened, and you think only material things matter, the whole world caves in. And then my father left the family.
Just what you needed, huh?
That's not what a 15-year-old boy needs. But my oldest sister had a good job and was able to send me to school to become a textile designer.
You were lucky. Lots of sisters wouldn't be so jealous.
Yes, I considered myself lucky, as you say, but I found that it was more than luck. There was a design beginning to show up.
A design?
Just as clear as any picture I had ever drawn or any plan I had ever put down on paper.
You sure can talk in riddles.
It's a riddle only if you are not a part of the plan. Not everyone who sees the textile designs I create understands them, but I do. And anyone who has knowledge of textiles understands. Anyway, I took up a position in Brunau after my graduation. I had a nice job, was well respected for my ideals. It's on top of the world, as they say.
But what could a man ask for?
What more, indeed? I kept busy with the educational and cultural opportunities. I spent quite some time in the nightclubs, studied languages, attended the theater and concerts.
Didn't have much time to be lonely, did you?
That was the trouble. I was always lonely. I knew there had to be more to life than I was experiencing. There had to be, but there could I find it.
Did it ever happen?
Yeah. Then in a way, I had least expected. One evening, I left my cold room slowly and aimlessly. I roamed the streets. I headed towards the town square because there were usually many people there, lonely people like myself. But tonight was to be different. As I walked down the narrow street, there was music reverberating among the walls. Unusual music. Music such as I had never heard before.
What could that be?
Well, probably some poor soul is trying to make a little money.
Well, I guess I may as well go drop something in the hat.
Oh, those poor people are trying to make a living. They won't do anything else tonight. Must be some sort of military outfit. They all have on uniforms.
And that lady in the funny hat is holding a flag. I wonder what it is.
Oh, now comes the appeal for money. Well,
might as well see what I have to spare.
Yes, many of you may wonder why we are here this evening. We have come here to tell you that God loves you. Jesus came over 2,000 years ago to die on a cross for you.
For me?
He died to cleanse you of your sins, to cleanse your sinful heart as he did mine when I believed in him.
Amen.
Are you lonely? Are you sad, disappointed? Here he is, the King of Peace. Your loving Heavenly Father has prepared for you just what you've always looked for. Forgiveness for your sins and assurance of everlasting life.
I can't believe
it. Let us pray.
Such simple words.
A loving Heavenly Father.
And yet they seem to cut right to the core of my problems.
You gave your only begotten Son.
How do I feel this
way? We might have life and life more abundant.
What can I do with...
Yes, even...
Is it possible that there really is a God?
Praise you, Lord Jesus.
Is it true that he can give me peace and satisfaction?
Let us trust you for forgiveness and confess our sins.
There must be something to all this talk about God. How could these people speak with such perfect assurance?
In thy precious name we ask it. Amen. We are leaving now. If anyone wants to talk to us about what we said, you're welcome to follow us down to the meeting hall.
Yes, I'll follow them. I must know more about God. I have to know more.
Why did you come forward, my friend?
I don't know, sir. I just felt that it
really doesn't matter. I know it was the Spirit of God who brings all men to himself. Now, brother, pray that Jesus will forgive you of your sins.
Pray? I don't know how to pray, sir. I've never prayed before.
Oh, then perhaps you can say the Lord's Prayer.
The Lord's Prayer? But what's that?
You know, the Lord's Prayer.
I don't know, sir, what the Lord's Prayer is. I don't know what you mean.
Then perhaps you can repeat what I am going to pray, huh? Will you do that?
Yeah.
Dear Lord, I know that I am a sinner.
Dear Lord, I know that I am a sinner. And as a sinner, I need...
I still don't understand all this. It's so simple. Why are you acting just like a little kid?
That's true. As the Bible says, except ye become as a little child, ye shall in no wise inherit the kingdom.
What kingdom?
Well, we were talking about the old self, remember?
Yeah.
That's what I was talking about. The old self life in another kingdom. He was ruled by another person. As the old self, I was ruled by Satan. The empty kingdom of loneliness and self-accusation. I knew nothing but guilt, shame, and loneliness.
I'm with you there.
In the new kingdom, I was ruled by a loving, gracious king who was only the best for my life. This is the answer. God's kingdom is a kingdom of peace. He said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So, even here, in a communist jail, I can be at peace.
You really believe that, don't you?
I staked my life on it.
How can you do that?
Because this is not all there is to life.
I'd like to hope not.
You can believe it.
You must have joined those people in that uniform you have on.
I did join the Salvation Army.
But what did you do when you joined? Did you preach or something?
No, but I did play in the band and sing in the Songstra Brigade. Later, I learned to testify.
What's that?
Funny. That's exactly the way I felt the first time they asked me to do it.
It was?
Yes. I remember as though it were yesterday. We were at an open-air meeting, and the officer in charge...
Now, Brother Corbel, perhaps you can give a testimony about your experience.
My experience?
Yeah. Give us a word of testimony.
You know, sir, I'm so young, I doubt if anyone here could enjoy hearing anything I have to tell. I haven't really had that much experience, sir.
Brother Corbel, I don't think you understand. Just tell the people about your experience. A word of testimony.
Well, sir, I can't do it. I really don't have anything to tell them. These people probably have much more interesting lives than I have ever had.
I see why you hesitate, Brother Corbett. I mean, you should share what the Lord has done for you. Share about your experience with the Lord. When did you accept him? How did you accept?
Oh, gladly that. I was converted at the Salvation Army meeting hall.
So it was just telling people about what you told me? Is that it?
Yeah. Just telling about the goodness of the Lord.
What kind of training manuals did you have?
The Bible.
The Bible? Is that it?
It's just the Bible? Just the Bible. That's all we need. Oh, he had some specific instruction on certain ways to handle meetings and things like that. But the Bible... It's a real source of information, and I'll never forget how I first got mine.
Didn't they give you one right away?
No, the first thing they gave me was a songbook, and that was all I knew about for some time. And one evening, as another brother and I were walking home, he and I were talking.
Brother Colbert.
Yeah?
Why don't we stop here and share a few scriptures from God's Word?
Well, the only book I have is the songbook they gave me. But that must be what he means. That would be a splendid idea.
Yeah. Why don't you share first? What is your favorite scripture?
He must be talking about the song I like best. Well, I like all of those beautiful songs, but perhaps we could choose song number 78.
Ah, good. That's fine. I like Psalm 78 myself. Why don't you read first, brother?
Well, if you really think that I...
Of course. Go ahead.
Tell me the story of Jesus. Write on my heart every word...
you reading?
This is the only thing I was ever given.
But that's the song book. No. This is the Bible. I thought you were saying song. You were saying song.
You mean... This is not the word of God, but I thought I don't understand. Is there a difference? But he carefully explained to me the difference, and I soon had my own Bible. How glad I am that I took time to memorize great portions, especially since I've had to come to this place.
Do you have a verse for me?
Yeah, a very, very significant verse.
Why?
Because it was spoken to another man in prison many years ago.
What is it?
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. I talked with the young man as much as I could, and he listened attentively, but I could not guess whether or not he accepted the Lord. Things are so obscure in the prison cell. Many days he was just too weak to listen. The disease that racked his body seemed to sap all of his strength. And so, most of the time I was just left to my thoughts. Thoughts of my first days with the Salvation Army. I thought of people who had influenced me. There was dear old sister Olga, and some said she was a little eccentric.
That's the way you have to do it, Brother Corbell. You have to let these people know they are sinners.
But would you make faces at them and shake your fist in their faces like
that? To do everything you can to get their attention.
And do you really threaten them? I mean, shout things like, if you don't change your attitude towards me and God, then you can just go to...
Well, that's what's going to happen to them if they don't.
Oh, I don't think I'll ever be able to do anything like that. I was brought up sort of away from people. I could hardly testify, much less threaten people.
You'll learn, Brother Joseph. Got to have boldness. We have no time to lose. I was brought up in a little Protestant village and reared strictly under the influence of God's word. And remember this, brother. The most important thing you can do is memorize God's word. Gobble it up. Eat it like if you're starving to death. You may be someday. Why, I've memorized the entire 119th Psalm.
The whole Psalm?
First thing I ever memorized. I didn't want to start off with an easy chapter. And another thing. Learn about the great men of faith in Czechoslovakia. Read about John Huss and men like that. Oh, I tell you, brother, it will stir your soul. And another thing, Brother Joseph. You should take some time to meditate.
Dear Sister Olga, how I value her teaching. How glad I am I took her advice to memorize scripture. How I treasure the memories of Captain Duggins, the first man I ever really looked up to as an example, and Major Frieda Siegfried from Switzerland, who was the director of our officers' training school in Prague. And a seemingly insignificant incident from those training days. It was a very lonely day for me as I sat on the steps outside the apartment. As I sat...
Brother Joseph?
I... Elder, Bertie, what are you doing out here? Aren't you a little young to be out here by yourself?
Oh, but I'm here for a reason.
What is it?
Mommy saw you from her window and thought you looked so lonely, so she sent me with this.
An apple? How lovely, Bertie.
And she said to tell you God loves you. Goodbye, Brother Joseph.
Goodbye. Ah, that nice young lad. He was a little angel from God reminding me of his love. And he has done it again today, as I recall that time. God bless that boy. But things weren't always so encouraging. There was Annie, the first girl I met in the Corps. I became very fond of her. And then she dropped out of the Corps. I'll never forget the letter I received from her a few weeks later. And you know that I love you, Joseph. And if you really love me, you will drop out of school and come to me. I know we could be happy together. I will be waiting for you. We could be married and... Oh, no, this cannot be. Oh, dear Lord, help me. You know I am lonely and long for companionship. I have been praying for a mate, but this could not be right. I must continue my... Glad I am that I wrote back to Annie and told her that Jesus has first place in my life. In time, I dismissed her from my thoughts and concentrated on my studies. As I left for Prague, Captain Maciek saw me off at the train.
Well, Lieutenant Corbell, you have a fine assignment.
Oh, yes, sir. I'm very thankful for it, sir.
Lord can use you there. There's much work to be done. But We give you a warning.
A warning, sir?
By first, there is an attractive young woman from Germany who's secretary to the commissioner in Prague.
But, sir, I...
Now, don't lose your heart. Remember, there are Czech girls who want to get married, too.
Oh, yes, sir. I'll try to remember.
Goodbye, Lieutenant. So have a safe trip. And God bless you. Remember my warning.
Yes, sir. I'll try. And thank you. Thank you for everything.
What a strange request. I'm not interested in marriage at this time. I have too much work to do. Well, that will certainly be one of the least of my worries.
Yes, I made it through school.
Well, it's so good to have you with us here in Prague.
Did you have a good trip?
Yeah.
And have you eaten? Had breakfast yet?
Not really, but I can have some.
They'll fix you some of the opposite dining room at territorial headquarters.
Come on, I'll venture to say you're famished.
Fine.
And what was it Captain Marchek said to you?
Well, it is a bit strange. He was telling me about a German girl who is secretary to the commissioner here.
Oh, and what did he tell you?
Well, he told me that she was very beautiful and that I should not lose my heart. Can you imagine such advice to me, who has just become a lieutenant and pledged myself to...
Yes, Brother Joseph, pledged yourself.